Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed listening to our insight on this question, and we'll see you next time. So today the question is, how can someone get back into a friendship after losing a lot of time with another person? All right, welcome to our podcast.
It's John Esking, Corey Joseph, David Abitbol, and Kevin Montijo.
Well, when it comes to this question, it's kind of debatable because when you lose a lot of time with someone after like having a close friendship with them, it's kind of hard because after all that time, it's like that person could have changed, you could have changed. It's not really something that can go back to the way it was, especially if the friendship ended on bad terms. And it takes time to rebuild, especially when it comes to things like, for example, being a teammate with somebody in like a sport, including like basketball. And like, for example, when you look at greats like LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, they were really good when they went to when they were in the Heat. And like, you know, LeBron goes back to the Cavs and they were able to still keep that connection, although they weren't teammates. But when LeBron says he wants D-Wade on the Cavs, they have that kind of reunited feeling, even though it may not have worked out when it came to the season and how it worked into the postseason when they got traded. But when you kind of think about it, it's like knowing that person for so long and then not seeing them for a while and then getting back into that is kind of like you have to start over, but with like the same knowledge that you've had from before. And it can be difficult for some people.
Yeah, like it's not the same friendship.
Yeah, like it won't ever like be a thing where you look at somebody and they're the same as they were, like, let's say 2 years ago. Everybody changes.
I feel like when LeBron left Cleveland to go to Miami, like, everybody was, like, bashing him, hating him. They like, call him a traitor and all that stuff. And, like after when LeBron won his rings with Miami, he came back to Cleveland. He promised that he'll win a championship for them. And, like, the city started to, like, gain his trust and everything. And he did what he said he was going to do. He did. And it looked like everything was fine. And like, there was no bad friendship, no bad terms. He, like, you know, him and the city were, like, cool now, I guess.
At that time, it was, like, LeBron. And he basically gave back to that society that, like, basically, like, pretty much loves him when he got to the Cavs because of everything he did when he got there. And then leaving after so much like excitement and so much like spirit that he gave to that team and how much they like went up from where they were, it really like puts something on you when you're looking at somebody who can make that much of a difference to anything. And it can apply to anything.
I can relate to this question myself because when I was in elementary school, I used to have a really close friend, and then he ended up moving to Texas, and then he recently came back. But then when he came back, I felt like we were never as like connected as we were before. So we tried to like start over and get to know each other like again, but it just never was the same.
It happens a lot. Like, for me, I came to Bloomfield from Belleville. There was so many people that I knew and that I still know, but when I was in Belleville, everybody was completely different compared to how they are now. There are some people that I see now that I don't even recognize, and they'd be like, you know, do you remember me? Do you remember what it was like, you know, being in Belleville and stuff? And like, yeah, I remember what it was like, but the way things are now, it doesn't make me want to stay with that person, stay in that friendship. It changes things when you see how different things are. And some people don't like change, change can be a good thing, but when it comes to that, it's kind of difficult.
Yeah, I agree. Like with Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook, they were teammates and they were really close while they were on the same team. But when KD left, they kind of separated and faded. But they started to settle the beef, and I think you can become closer after you've been separated with someone you've known so long. But like what John was saying, it will never be the same, like as it was before. Yeah, like KD and Russell Westbrook, they still talk sometimes, but they're not like as close as they used to be.
Yeah, and to go on top of the whole KD and Russell Westbrook thing, KD leaves OKC after just losing to a 73 and what was it?
Nine
team. And he goes to that team. And Russell Westbrook, his loyalty relies on OKC. And KD leaving showed that KD wasn't as committed to OKC as Russ was, and KD wasn't as committed to Russ as Russ thought he was or as Russ was to him.
I feel like KD wouldn't really have no beef with Russell Westbrook. Like, he could have probably traded, but I don't think he should have traded to the Warriors. I think he should have traded somewhere else because the Warriors are, like, kind of, like, overpowered.
Yeah.
I felt like Russell Westbrook was just mad at that. And plus, they did had a chance to win the championships.
And when it comes to, like, KD going to the Warriors changes the game completely because first there were, you know, there were things like dynamic duos, there was triple threats, there was, like, so many good, like, the big threes, and, like, there were so many parts of teams that made it special, but now everybody's trying to build a super team, and then there are people that just want to run their own team. For example, like, there's rumors about Kyrie going to the Knicks, there's rumors about KD going to the Knicks, things like that.
There's also just players that just want to go to a championship team.
Exactly. There are so many people that want to just win a championship so badly that they just go to a team that can guarantee them at least going to the finals, and then they have a chance at winning. And that's just how things work.